Welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Ben Lieber. This is Aaron Newberg. It's time now for our weekly guest.
And this week, it's former Viking quarterback, former Super Bowl champion,
That's right.
And all-around good guy, Brad Johnson.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for joining us today. I want to start off with, obviously, with your long career. You've seen it all. You were a rookie, longtime veteran, Super Bowl champ. We have a young rookie here in Teddy Bridgewater. What can you give him for advice? Have you seen him play? What kind of message can you send to him?
Well, one, I think he's surrounded by great coaches. Obviously, I was with North Turner back in Washington in 99 and 2000. Just love playing for North. And North's been around a lot of coaches that, I mean, a lot of players at different styles. And they drafted him for a reason. And that to be the starting quarterback of Minnesota Vikings, be the leader for the next however long he can bring playoff potential to him. But Teddy's done a great job with his composure. He's made a lot of plays. He's won some big games. And, you know, obviously he's made some mistakes, but you learn from him. But he's a guy that you can grow with. He's adapted to the game well and excited about the way he's playing.
Now, Brad, obviously you spent some years here with the Vikings, came back in 2005 for a year. Do you have a favorite memory or a favorite season with your time with the Vikings?
I was with the Vikings for 9 years. I went through a lot of ups. I went through some downs. I remember the first year I was there, it was an unbelievable year. The team that we were with, we had so many Hall of Famers on that team. Randall McDaniel, John Randall, Chris Carter, the list goes on. That team was one of the best teams I was ever on in 1992. And then we had some great years, went to the playoffs, and then I came back. The most fun years I had was probably in 96, 97, where I got my first chance to start and play, won a bunch of games, kind of led us to the playoffs. And then I think the next time I came back after I'd been with Washington and Tampa, I think it was 05, our team was 2-6. We came back, had a 6 or 7 game winning streak, and had a chance to get to the playoffs. But those were some fun times. I just remember great players, great coaches, and we didn't get the reward we wanted to as far as winning a Super Bowl, but some of the memories, some of the players, lifetime friends forever.
Well, and in your time off from the Vikings, you actually did have a real high, Super Bowl champions in 2001 with Tampa Bay. What's some of the memories you have of that, or what did that mean to you?
You talk about winning a Super Bowl, but until you go through that moment of getting there and then not alone winning it, I remember 1987, a guy named Phil Simms won the Super Bowl, and he got to say, "I'm going to Disneyland." And after that night, I was a senior in high school. I was in front of the mirror saying, "I'm going to Disneyland." Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just a high school senior. And then my dream came true in 2003 with the Bucks. The confetti was falling. I held my son Max in my arms, and my wife Nikki was pregnant with our other son Jake at the time. And, you know, I got to go to Disneyland. Playing for John Gruden was an incredible experience. And there were some unbelievable coaches on that staff, too, that went on to be head coaches that were assistants. So a dream come true, no doubt about it.
You found yourself now coaching quite a few teams with your kids and other teams. What led you into that after you're done with your NFL career?
I think about the people that impacted me when I was a kid, all the way through high school. And I even look back at my college and pro careers. The guy that was my QB coach in college was Mark Richt, who's now the head coach at Georgia. Well, he introduced me to his sister and ended up getting married. So looking up to a coach and someone that I respected. And I think for me, I coached JV and varsity basketball for four or five years. And I've been coaching youth. I'm now the middle school football coach. And I just love coaching kids. And I come to practice organized. I do my film work. I'm the water boy, the equipment boy. Send out the parent emails. But I just love having an impact on kids' lives, just like the people that were involved in my life. And hopefully these kids will remember that and pass it on when they get older.
All right, you mentioned Norv Turner. You were coached under him and by him. Do you have any favorite Norv moments or any fun stories you can tell us about Norv?
I love playing for Norv. On every Saturday, his wife, Nancy, would always make us apple pie. During the season, it's kind of a play well, get apple pie. So I gained weight during the course of the season. But I remember playing for Norv. We were out in San Francisco. We had to win the game. It was a Sunday night game out in San Francisco. And we called a play in overtime for Larry Sanders to catch the ball in the flat. Fire pass 070F flat was the play. And my buddy Casey, he called the play wrong. And I called it wrong because Casey called it wrong. Norv was chewing Casey out. I didn't know any different to call timeout. And because we called the play wrong, all the players were running a drags to the left, which they were man coverage. And we threw threw a route in the flat to Larry Sanders in the flat to the right, ran for about 40-yard touchdown. We all celebrated because we called the wrong play. And we hugged each other. It was a moment that we have. And obviously won the division that night. But Norv was a huge impact on my career and perfect timing of my career after I'd been traded from Minnesota.
Well, thanks so much. That'll end it. Best of luck to you and all the teams that you coach. And really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brad.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Time now for our second nominee for the Golden Nacho. This week, it's just, you know, it's always kind of the wild wackiness of sports. And this one is crazy.
Beyond wacky.
Scary.
Yes.
And we wouldn't show this unless the guy was okay.
Right.
Because it's crazy.
So you need to know that in advance. He's okay.
So the setup is this is a Peruvian soccer game. And keep your eye on the circle. This gentleman, it's hard to see, but that smoke that you see is lightning.
It sounded like a gunshot.
It did sound like a gunshot.
So he got struck by lightning.
So it's middle of the day. They're playing a game. He gets struck by lightning. It takes a while for everybody to kind of figure out what happens because obviously
right.
It happens so fast.
Right.
But apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Obviously, hospital, all that stuff. They said he's going to be fine.
Okay.
He's going to make a full recovery. I guess it entered his head, went out through his toesies, missed his heart, missed most of his vital organs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, again,
happy
I'm just
he's
glad
okay.
he made it through and he's going to be fine. So there it is. That's the second nominee. When Vikings Connected returns, I'll give you some trends to watch the last couple weeks of the season. Plus, Cordarrelle Patterson spread some holiday cheer. It's all next.